This is Rido, and you're listening to Aesop's Fables.
The Cock and the Pearl. A cock was once trotting up and down the farmyard among the hens when suddenly he espied something shining amid the straw. "Ho, ho," quoth he, "that's for me," and soon rooted it out from beneath the straw. What did it turn out to be but a pearl that by some chance had been lost in the yard? "You may be a treasure," quoth Master Cock, "to men that prize you. But for me, I would rather have a single barleycorn than a peck of pearls. Precious things are for those that can prize them." The Wolf and the Lamb. Once upon a time, a wolf was lapping at a spring on a hillside when, looking up, what should he see but a lamb just beginning to drink a little lower down. "There's my supper," thought he, "if only I can find some excuse to seize it." Then he called out to the lamb,
"How dare you muddle the water from which I am drinking?"
"Nay, master, nay," said Lambikin. "If the water be muddy up there, I cannot be the cause of it, for it runs down from you to me."
"Well then," said the wolf, "why did you call me bad names this time last year?"
"That cannot be," said the lamb. "I'm only 6 months old."
"I don't care," snarled the wolf. "If it was not you, it was your father." And with that, he rushed upon the poor little lamb and ate her all up. But before she died, she gasped out, "Any excuse will serve a tyrant." The Dog and the Shadow. It happened that a dog had got a piece of meat and was carrying it home in his mouth to eat it in peace. Now on his way home, he had to cross a plank lying across a running brook. As he crossed, he looked down and saw his own shadow reflected in the water beneath. Thinking it was another dog with another piece of meat, he made up his mind to have that also. So he made a snap at the shadow in the water. But as he opened his mouth, the piece of meat fell out, dropped into the water, and was never seen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?